Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is called How to Make Small Talk. So this video provides some tips on how to make small talk. And small talk is polite conversation, and it's usually about unimportant things or about safe topics. So basically, it's when you have to make conversation, you have to talk to someone in order to be polite. The example that the video gives is if you're in the elevator and then your boss comes in, then you should probably make small talk with him or her. Another instance when you might be expected to make small talk is if you run into your neighbor. So maybe you're both leaving at the same time and you see your neighbor, you would probably want to say hi to them, maybe say, how are you? Or the weather is great today, something like that, something not that important, but just saying something in order to be polite. Personally, I'm not very good at small talk, so I found this video pretty interesting, and I think a lot of people have this problem, so it's good to learn some tips. Okay, let's look at our sentence. Keep your questions open-ended. This allows for a more in-depth conversation. If you're stumped for a topic, stick to easy ones like their job, hobbies, and family. But always remember, stay away from controversial topics like politics. So this sentence is one of the tips that they give us on how to make small talk. Let's read it one more time. Keep your questions open-ended. This allows for a more in-depth conversation. If you're stumped for a topic, stick to easy ones like their job, hobbies, and family. But always remember, stay away from controversial topics like politics. All right, let's get into our vocabulary words. Our first vocabulary word is open-ended. Open-ended is an adjective, and it means not having fixed limits. So in our sentence, we say, keep your questions open-ended. An open-ended question would be a question that does not have a fixed answer, or it's a question that cannot be answered with just yes or no. So, for example, if you asked, was the test difficult? Then someone could answer yes or no. But if you said, how was the test? Then they would have to answer with their own words, and that would be an open-ended question. You might also see open-ended questions on tests, and on a test, you would have to write your own answer to those questions. The next word on our vocabulary list is multiple choice. Multiple choice is also an adjective, and it also describes questions. So multiple choice questions are another type of question usually seen on tests. These questions provide two or more answers that you can choose from. Often on tests, these multiple choice questions will have four options, A, B, C, and D. Our next word is in-depth. In-depth is an adjective, and it means thorough or comprehensive. So you might say an in-depth analysis. That would be a very thorough analysis. You could also say something like, I had an in-depth conversation about World War II with my history professor. That would mean that we talked about World War II for a long time in a lot of detail. The next word is related to in-depth, and it is deep. Deep is also an adjective, and in our sentence, it means something like profound. So, for example, you could say, this poem is very deep. So that would mean this poem is very profound. It has a lot of meaning. Or you can use this word literally and say something like, the swimming pool is very deep. I can't touch the bottom of it. The next word is related to deep, and it is shallow. Shallow is also an adjective, and it means the opposite of deep. So you could say something like, the lake is very shallow, so you shouldn't dive into it. So if it's shallow, it is the opposite of deep. This word can also be used in the non-literal sense, and it would mean lacking depth of intellect or emotion or knowledge. And most often in English, we use it to describe someone who only cares about appearances or who judges people by their looks alone. So you could say, Mark seems shallow. He always dates pretty girls that don't have much personality. The next word is stump. Stump means to be too hard or to leave you unable to answer or to completely confuse you. So you could say, the riddle stumped me, or I was stumped by the riddle. So I didn't know the answer. It was just too difficult. I couldn't think of it. The next word is similar to stump, and it is perplex. Perplex is also a verb, and it means confuse. So you could say something like, his girlfriend's question perplexed him. So his girlfriend's question completely confused him. He didn't know how to answer it. He didn't understand why she would ask it. You could also say something like, today's philosophy class perplexed me. So today's philosophy class completely confused me. I didn't understand it. The next word is also similar to our last two words, and it is baffle. Baffle is a verb, and it means to confuse or frustrate completely, or to unsettle or make uncomfortable. So you could say something like, the case baffled detectives. So the detectives had no idea how to solve this case. It baffled them. You could also say something like, my sister's behavior baffled my parents. So my parents were confused and maybe annoyed by her behavior. The next word is controversial. Controversial is an adjective, and it means causing disagreement or discussion. So people often argue or debate about things that are controversial. So in our sentence, it says, stay away from controversial topics like politics. So of course, if you want to have polite small talk, you don't want to talk about controversial topics. Another example sentence is, I prefer not to talk about controversial topics as I don't like to get into arguments with people. And controversial topics might include things like politics, abortion, or maybe like in the United States right now, they're talking about gun control, and gun control is also a controversial topic. People have very different opinions on this topic. The next word is related to controversial, and it is controversy. Controversy is a noun, and it is a public disagreement or a heated discussion. So for example, there have been many controversies concerning Trump since he became president. The next word is argumentative. So some people do like to talk about controversial topics or even like to argue about things. And if someone tends to argue about things, or they often argue, you can describe them as argumentative. So you might say something like, it's hard to work with Jessica because she's very argumentative. So she finds a way to argue about everything. And with that, we've come to the end of our vocabulary words. So let's look at our sentence one more time. Keep your questions open-ended. This allows for a more in-depth conversation. If you're stumped for a topic, stick to easy ones, like their job, hobbies, and family. But always remember, stay away from controversial topics like politics. Okay, so that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. And the question of the day is, are you good at making small talk? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.